Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They don't even know.
They don't know you at all.
Welcome back. Well, 17th Hill. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We've got a lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Whatever you got going on, if you're starting up the business or you're growing it or you're trying to get rid of it, we got something that you can read or listen to or watch that will help you. People, just check out whatever is on the homepage there. And then behind it is a great library of content that our great Brain Trust members have deposited with us over the years. Thousands and thousands, anything you could think of. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you're there, by the way. Paul Howard is our guest. He's with the Manhattan Institute. We're talking about the encroaching Obamacare, the impending, this takeover of 1/6 of our economy. Obamacare, how's it going to affect all of us? And he's learned some things from some larger companies that he's been reporting to us about that you and I can learn from. Paul, thanks again for hanging out with us. That's Manhattan-Institute.com or .org, I guess. And what is your healthcare website, please?
Oh, it is medicalprogresstoday.com. So just medicalprogresstoday.com.
All right, so check that out. Okay, so a lot of companies that can, and the food service industry is an industry that actually is compatible with having a lot of part-time employees, isn't it?
Absolutely, and obviously these are people that live on their tips. The margins are razor thin. You know, a lot of these small restaurants or things can go out of business pretty quickly. So if you own 3 or 4 franchises, you're facing a tough position. Do you say, do I do anything possible to keep going above 50 workers and hit that penalty? Do I shift more people to low-wage work? Do I raise my prices and hope that my larger competitor down the street doesn't undercut me and I lose business? They're going to face a really tough environment going forward.
And that's if they keep 50 employees, full-time employees.
Right.
But if they drop below 50 full-time employees by changing the hours of some of their employees, then they're not subjected to that penalty, right?
That's absolutely right. So
as of right now, but you and I both know, Paul, that if people start subverting this, people start going around that particular 50 mark, there's going to be a move in Congress and from the administration to lower that number, isn't there?
Well, they're going to face an awfully tough problem here because you can't revoke the law of economics. Companies are going to adjust to the regulations they see coming down the pike, and they're just going to do the math. If they can pass the cost along to their customers, they may do that, which is going to result in higher food prices or higher prices for their customers, who are probably also, going to be low-wage people or medium-income people as well, so they're going to face higher prices. There's no way to get around this problem of penalizing the companies unless you get rid of the penalty altogether.
Right. So now let's leave the food service industry and go to other companies where part-time employees are rare, actually, in many companies.
Sure.
The only part-time employees you have are the ones who are just filling in, in certain spots. But primarily, you hire an employee, 9 out of 10 of them are going to be full-time employees. You got a company like that, you got over 50 employees, you're going to have some big decisions to make, aren't you, with regard to healthcare?
You're going to have some very big decisions to make. A number of companies testified a year or two ago, or at least they released documents to the federal government because the federal government said, tell us what you're thinking of, you're planning, because a number of them had started taking charges based on the healthcare law to their earnings. And what they discovered was consultants were telling the companies, you'd be better off dumping a lot of your lower-income employees or middle-income employees up to, $50,000, $60,000 a year, stop offering health insurance, pay the penalty, send them to the exchanges, let them get the, federally regulated insurance. You stop offering the benefit because you'll save billions of dollars if you're a large company.
The penalty of $2,000 an employee is clearly less than it costs them to provide health care per employee, isn't it?
Right. If you're paying $15,000 or $20,000 a year for health insurance, you're making out pretty well under that regime.
But that person then is pushed to the exchanges, right?
Absolutely. So they're going to be faced buying insurance that's government, heavily government regulated. They'll tell you what you can buy and what the cost is. You know, and then this is going to be a very expensive proposition because if companies, you know, and I think this is going to be kind of a dam breaking type of situation where nobody's going to do it, but then if one person does it, one big company does it, I think the rest are going to, you know, dip their toe in the water and then follow suit. And then you could have the cost to taxpayers just skyrocket if we have millions more people dumped onto the exchanges.
Well, let me give you an example, and I like using this example. It's my example. We have an HSA, health savings account, and we love it. We love our HSAs. We're relatively healthy people. We don't put a lot of stress on the healthcare industry, and thank God. But we love our HSAs. We're pretty sure our HSAs are not going to qualify as an acceptable coverage under Obamacare. So we may actually have to get rid of our HSAs, or the company that we buy it from may not be able to provide it for us. And so what happened to Paul? What happened to President Obama saying, if you have coverage you like right now, you can keep it? What happened to that?
Well, that kind of went by the board, didn't it?
That was a lie. Yeah. It was a lie, wasn't it?
Well, you know, I don't like to say that. I'd like to, you know, this is something that just the way that the Affordable Care Act is designed.
Let me say this. I heard him say it. If it comes to pass that I don't get to keep my program, it's a lie.
Well, I will tell you what. I think that is a prophecy that's likely to come true because you know, the Congressional Budget Office has said somewhere between 3 and 20 million people who are in the market today who have insurance through their employers are going to lose it and they're going to get dumped into the exchanges. So for those people, that's a broken promise.
It was a lie. Yeah, absolutely. Hold on to that thought. I'm sorry, folks. Sometimes you just got to call it like it is. 10 till right back with Paul Howard. More on how to get ready for Obamacare. This is a train wreck coming at us, folks, after these messages.
Looks like they took my friend. Oh, Lord, I'm sucking all old die up.
Hey, Richard, ready for the big presentation?
Yes, I am.
He's already.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.